Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing on in a series entitled Afflictions in the Life of Christians. And while the subject matter isn't something that we really want to hear about, yet we have to, as mature believers, know that that is a part of our Christian experience. It is natural for us not to desire them, not to like them, but the important thing is, and I've shared this yesterday, is the importance of keeping perspective, that what we go through, Paul told us that, it's a light affliction. It's just for a short period of time, even though it might feel like it's never ending to us. But also there's a purpose in it, and that is our perfection. There's a purpose in our believing God, trusting God as we go through difficult times. Now, I'd like to share some of James, the epistle of James, some of his comments, probably a verse you're quite familiar with. He sends greetings to the 12 tribes which are abroad. And then the very first statement that he makes is verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations." Why would you do that? Knowing this, we should know this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And that's one of the characteristics of God. He wants us to have that fruit of the Spirit. And verse 4 says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." My goodness, if we could really learn to be patient, that is a real means to perfection. Isn't that what that verse says? Let patience have her perfect work. And if we will let patience have her perfect work, then we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So that's an amazing statement. So we are to have joy under affliction. And we're going to read and hear a little bit more of what James has to say in his fifth chapter, verses 10 and 11. "Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies." And of course, if you're familiar with that book of Job, he was tested in a way. In fact, the Lord allowed Satan to test him. He could not take his life, afflict him, but to prove a point that it is possible to love God for who He is, for His faithfulness, for His goodness, for all that He is, even if we go through difficulties. There's a reason that book of Job is in the Bible. I'm thinking of a friend that I'm no longer in contact. It's been time and distance have separated us, but I thought she was joking, but she said she would not read the book of Job. And I thought she was joking, but she really wasn't. Now, there's that perspective in Christianity that somehow if we're really living the way we should, we're not going to have trials and troubles. We will just kind of be above them. Well, beloved, regardless of who may preach that, that is not what the Bible says. That's why I'm not taking much time to extemporize. I am just sharing what the Word says. And it's very clear that Satan, especially when you know the book of Revelation, he will be given the ability to wear out the saints of God. We may be cast down, but we're not going to be destroyed. We may be persecuted, but we will be victorious in the grace and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to look, I shared that this particular emphasis this week is on blessings in disguise, and that actually afflictions can have benefits. First of all, they exhibit the love and faithfulness of God. And many times they will end in good. They don't start that way, but they end up that way. And the effect they have is a purifying, cleansing influence in our lives. It draws us closer to the Lord. It causes us to know how frail we are, our human carnal state, our present physical bodies, but that our spirit and our soul have been regenerated. We are children of God, and we can see tremendous things as we believe God for Him to do the impossible. Like I begin this broadcast with a phrase that Brother Glass used many years ago. He said, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. And He is still in the miracle working business. So, what benefits are there to affliction? Well, it demonstrates the love and faithfulness of God. Before I share a passage of Scripture, think back to one of the most difficult times in your life. Think about when you were really going through it. Didn't you see that God was faithful? He brought you through. You didn't think you were going to make it, but He brought you through. Psalm 119, I'll share some passages of Scripture now, and 75 says, I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hath afflicted me. So the psalmist is saying there that even though it wasn't pleasant, the affliction he went through, it was God's faithfulness and God's love that allowed it to occur, lest some worse thing should happen. In fact, Jesus said that, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. I believe it was the man at the pool of Bethesda. And Proverbs 3:12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father the Son in whom he delighteth. And then New Testament, Hebrews 12:6-7, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, that's the bottom line. Will we allow God to do His work? God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? And so we've seen those few passages, the love and faithfulness of God, and also they turn about for our good. They frequently terminate in something good that God had planned. That could be in regard to our circumstances, our physical and material blessings. So let's look at the situation in the natural. Let's go back to a familiar story in Genesis. This is Genesis 50:20, and it's about Joseph. And do you remember what happened? He was sold as a slave, and he ended up in prison. But what God, let me just read what he said. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. Those were his brethren, his brothers. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Joseph was given dreams. That's one of the reasons the brothers have hated him so much. And they were dreams from God. And he interpreted the dream that Pharaoh had. There were going to be 7 years of famine and then of plenty, and then 7 years of famine. And that whole, not just Egypt, the entire area was affected. And so when they came to buy grain, this is what he when he finally revealed himself, he was saying, God meant it for good. So all those dreadful things that happened to Joseph turned about for not only him, he was right-hand man to Pharaoh, but also to save and propagate the children of Israel. A couple more scriptures, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So that's New Testament. Another passage in Exodus 1:11-12, therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved, the Egyptians, because of the children of Israel. Christians thrive on battles, beloved. It's you know, the church grows when it's under persecution, unfortunately. Remember when persecution broke out in Jerusalem? Well, then they started to scatter and do the very thing Jesus told them to do, go into all nations. And then in Exodus 1 and 11, Moses was calling all Israel together to hear the statutes and judgments of the Lord. He reminds them who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, where were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he, what was the purpose? That he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, and to do thee good at thy latter end. So, beloved, our best interests are the Lord's heart. That's his concern for us. Another passage in Jeremiah 24:5-6. I said, I told you I was going to share a lot of scripture. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good. I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, beloved, what must have been total tragedy as the Jews experience, although if they'd heard the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, those who were willing to be obedient to God went, and those that didn't suffered the punishment of not obeying the Lord, because that was God's plan for them. Beloved, it has been a pleasure and a joy to minister the Word of God to you, and there's yet more to share, so I invite you at your convenience to either listen to the broadcast on our website, or if you're listening live on the radio, I invite you to tune in again at the same time. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. Thank you for your prayer support for me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.